Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Gemara with Rabbi Yehuda ben Dartai, who was of the opinion that you should bring the Chagiga on your Dalet, as opposed to the Chachamim, who are of the opinion that you should not. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Dartai took things into his own hands, and he skipped town. He went far away from Yerushalayim, so he'd be putter from bringing the Karbanos on Pesach. And it says he went to the Darom. So in the previous shiur, we saw at length why specifically he went to the Darom. Because it's the Ziknei HaDarom who hold that one is allowed to do an act to absolve himself from the obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, to make himself putter. And now we are continuing. Again, this is based on the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Aaron Levin, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was killed by the Nazis. He was a member of the Polish Senate. He represented the Jews there, and he was a leader and a teacher and a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Baal Mechaber Sefer and Sfarim. So it's a schus to learn his Torah and bring him back to life for us. He continues. I'd like to say in a different style, as we wrote, but in a different style. Later on in the Gemara, it says, "My time at the Ben Dertai." What was Ben Dertai's reasoning? What was his logic? That he holds that Chagiga is Docha Shabbos, that Chagiga overrides Shabbos and you bring it even on Shabbos. Tichtiv v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar v'alo Pesach ein bala min hakvasim o min ha'izim ela tzon ze Pesach bakar ze Chagiga v'amrachmana v'zavachta Pesach v'amrachmana v'zavachta Pesach. So we have a hekesh here in the pasuk that it says tzon u'bakar. Pesach only comes from kvasim and izim, from tzon. So where do you get the bakar here? Sheep, not cattle. So how does the bakar fit into the pasuk? So the tzon is referring to the Pesach, and the bakar is referring to the chagiga. And the Torah says v'zavachta Pesach. You should bring this Pesach, which includes the Pesach and the Chagiga. So we have a hekesh, an equation between the Pesach and the Chagiga. If so, just like Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, so to Chagiga is Doicha Shabbos. And the Mefarshim wonder, we say in Tzvachim 57a, that's something that's learned from Gzeira Shabbah. Cannot go back and teach Behekesh. If so, that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos is learned from Gzeira Shavah. Moado, as we see in Pesachim on 66a, it says Moado b'Pesach, and it says Moado b'Tamid. Just like Tamid is Doicha Shabbos, so to Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. So how is it possible to learn that Chagiga Mustaicha Shabbos from Hekesh to Pesach? The only way we know about Chagiga Pesach is through a Gzeira Shavah. So once you have a Gzeira Shavah, you can't go back and teach with a Hekesh, with an equation. Pesach is learned with a Gzeira Shavah, you shouldn't be able to teach about it. Shouldn't be able to go back and teach about the Chagiga based on the Gemara and Tzvachim. We also have a Tosis in Yuman 51a, the Ramaschel Doche, who writes, as far as Pesach Sheni, you can learn Pesach Sheni's Doche Shabbos from Hekesh to Pesach Rishon. Because Pesach Rishon, we only know it's Doche Shabbos from Gzeira Shabbat to Moado. But Davar HaLamed B'Gzeira Shabbat, and Ochozer Malamed B'Hekesh. So that's learned B'Gzeira Shabbat, does not go back and teach B'Hekesh. So the question, therefore, is how can we learn Pesach, Chagiga from Pesach, when Pesach is learned B'Gzeirah Shavah, and I can't go back and teach B'Hekesh. It's like we see, for example, by Pesach Sheni, it's not Deicha Shabbos, because you can't learn from Pesach Rishon, because Davar HaLamed B'Gzeirah Shavah doesn't go back and teach B'Hekesh. However, many people have noted that besides the limud that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos and B'Gzeirah Shavah of Moado, there is another proof that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, based on what we see in Maseches Shabbos on page 87b, that also Ayom Shukam HaMishkan Natal Eser Ataros, that day that the Mishkan was built, it took 10 crowns. It's a very, very chash of a day. It took 10 crowns. One of them was that it was Rishon LeMaisa Bereishis, because the world was created in Nisan. And one, according to that opinion, the world was created in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one was that it was Rishon LeChodesh, it was the first of the month. And if so, that year, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Right? If the first day of creation is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is a Sunday, so that means that the 8th is a Sunday, and the 15th is a Sunday. So what does that mean about the 14th, Erev Pesach? Shabbos. And if Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was built, was on a Sunday, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and they did the Pesach b'Moado, they were Docha Shabbos. So we see from here that Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So here we have another proof, besides Moado, Gzeirah Shavah of Moado, that Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Because that's exactly how it came out the first in the Midbar, first time that they Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They built the Mishkan. Now it's a Sunday, and Mimela that year Erev Pesach was Deicha Shabbos. Carbon Pesach that they brought in Erev Pesach was Deicha Shabbos, so we have another source. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Dertai proved also that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos from Pesach Midbar, not from the Gzeirah Shavah of Moado. And therefore, according to him, we can learn that Chagig is Deicha Shabbos from the Hekesh to Pesach. And therefore, he was of the opinion that Chagig is Deicha Shabbos. Because it's not Pesach, isn't learned that it's Deicha Shabbos from Gzeirah Shavah. Rather from the fact that the first Pesach, when they built a Mishkan, that year, Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, it's not learned from Gzeirah Shavah that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. You can teach a Hekesh to Chagiga that Chagiga is Deicha Shabbos, just like Pesach is. However, one can refute this proof that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos from Pesach Midbar, based on what Tosis writes in Psachim, Divor Maslo Me'alia 3b, that somebody who doesn't have land is Pater from Pesach, just like he's Pater Miri'iyah. A person doesn't have land, he's Pater from bringing the carbon Pesach, and he's also Kap Pater from being Olah Regel. Ayin Shem and Tosis. If so, Mitzad Hadin, they weren't mechuyev at all in Pesach, but Midbar, since they didn't have karka. And therefore we have to say that they made Pesach in the Midbar was a haras shal pi adibur, was a temporary measure based on divine communication. And according to this, we can prove that Pesach is Dorcha Shabbos from the fact that they made the Pesach in the Midbar on Shabbos, because there is different, because there Pesach was a Haras Shah and it was done Al Pi Adibur. It was a temporary measure based on divine communication. And if so, there was also Haras Shah, there was also a temporary measure that it should override Shabbos. But Be'emes, Pesach is not Dorcha Shabbos. And therefore we have to come to the Gezeirah Shav of Moado. And since that's the case, we come back to what we said earlier, that we can learn that Chagig is Dorcha Shabbos from the Hekesh to Pesach, because that Pesach itself is Dorcha Shabbos, we only know from Gezeirah Shav of Moado. And Dabra Lamed B'Gezeirah Shava, Eino Chozer Melamed B'Hekesh. And see Tosfos in Kiddushin Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Dibra Maskil Hoil, who write that the one who holds that whenever it says Moshev, it's only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after they inherited and settled in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Chayiv Pesach in the Midbar, it was Al Pi Adibur. So Huadin, if we say that somebody has no karkas, Patur Mi Pesach, also Pesach in Midbar was Harasha. So either way you look at it, you have that Pesach was a Harasha. It was Al Pi Adibur. And Mimela, you can't learn that it's normally Docha Shabbos. This is Al Pi Adibur. So where do you learn it was Docha Shabbos? You have to learn from Moada. And see the Sefer Or Chadash Pesachim Gimel, what he brings there in the name of the Shagas Aryeh. However, Be'ikar Divrei HaTosfos B'Pesachim Daf Gimel, that we brought, that somebody doesn't have karkas pater from Pesach, Yesh L'tmoa, we have a kasha, a big kasha, because if that's true, Pesach shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, based on what we say in Shabbos 131b, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that tzitzis and mezuzah aren't Docha Shabbos, because biyado lahafkiram, that tzitzis and mezuzah are not Docha Shabbos. One is not Docha Shabbos in order to tie tzitzis or place a mezuzah, because he can very easily just be mafkir his house or be mafkir his garment, and mele he'll be pater, so therefore it's not Docha Shabbos. So too, we should say that Pesach isn't Docha Shabbos, because a person could just be mafkir his nechasim, and he's not going to have karka, and he's going to be pater mi Pesach, like tzitzis and mezuzah, that for that reason are not Docha Shabbos. So the kasha therefore is, how can we say that Pesach is Docha Shabbos if all one has to do is be mafkir his karka? He'll be pater mi Pesach. He won't have to bring the Pesach. In such a case where you can get out of it by being mafkir what you own, it's not Docha Shabbos like we find by tzitzis and mezuzah. So why don't we say the same thing by Pesach? Say, how's Pesach Docha Shabbos? And this is a big kasha which was asked in the Tshuva Sachasim Sefer in Chelek Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. So to answer this kasha, we can say that it's true that if somebody doesn't have karka, he's pater from Pesach. But somebody who has karka is not allowed to be mafkir the karka in order to pater himself from the Chiyuv Pesach, because you're not allowed to do a mice, as we spoke about in the previous year, to be mafkir yourself, to remove yourself, to absolve yourself from a Chiyuv Mitzvah Seseh. And that it says in Shabbos that according to Rabbi Lazar, tzitzis and mitzvahs are not Deicha Shabbos, because the person can be mafkir them, even though, in simply speaking, on the surface, one may not do such a thing. You're not allowed to be mafkir yourself, remove yourself from a Chiyuv Mitzvah. We can say that Rabbi Lazar will hold that there's no iser to be mafkir yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah. When you'll become pater from it, and therefore he holds that they're not Docha Shabbos because you can pater yourself by being mafkir. He holds like the other tzad. We had two tzadim. We had a tzad that it's mutter. We had a tzad that it's aser. He holds that it's mutter. But if we say that you're not allowed to do a maisa that's going to cause a patur from a mitzvah seseh, ein achinami, you're not allowed to be mafkir. So that would mean you're not allowed to be mafkir your karka in order to pater yourself from Pesach, and we can say that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. And according to this, it would emerge that this issue if somebody doesn't have karkos pater from pasur from Pesach, will revolve around the chakira, if it's mutter to do an action in order to cause yourself a ptur from a chiyuv mitzvah. If we say that you are not allowed to do something to pater yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah, then we can say, then we can say that somebody who doesn't have karka is pater from Pesach. And it's not difficult. Why then is Pesach doicha Shabbos? Why don't we say that he can just be mafkir as nechasim? He can make his property ownerless. Because you're not allowed to do this, since it's aser to cause yourself a p'tur mimitzvah seseh. But if we say that there's no iser to cause one to be pater from mitzvah seseh, we can't say somebody who doesn't have karka is pater mi Pesach, because if so, Pesach wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos, since he could be mafkir nechasav. So if you say that you're not allowed to be mafkir nechasav, then we can say that somebody doesn't have karka is pater from Pesach. And don't say, then how is it Deicha Shabbos? Just be mafkir your nechasim. And therefore there's no Tchias Shabbos, because if you be mafkir nechasim, it's not Deicha Shabbos. The answer is, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to pater yourself from a mitzvah say. But if we say that there's no iser to cause yourself a p'tur from a mitzvah seseh, you can't say that somebody doesn't have karka is pater mi Pesach, because then Pesach wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos, since he could be mafkir nechasim. And from the fact that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, and on that there's no question, so we see from this that even somebody who doesn't have karka is chayev in Pesach. So for us, it will emerge that if it's mutter to cause yourself a p'tur from a mitzvah seseh, so then even somebody, that would mean that some, even somebody who doesn't have karka is chayav in Karban Pesach, because again we know that Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, and the only way it could be Deicha Shabbos is if you can't get around it, you can't just be mafkir nechasav. So it must be that being mafki or karka won't help you. It must be that you're not allowed to be mafki or karka, because you can't get around it. And that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. So if it's mutter to cause yourself a tour from a mitzvah saseh, so even somebody who doesn't have karka is going to be chayiv, and being mafki or nechasiv won't help. One's still going to be chayiv. If so, Pesach Midbar was Mitzad Adin. If so, you know, when they brought the Karban Pesach in the Midbar, they were obligated to do so, because they had no way around it. They couldn't just be mafkir their karka. So we can prove from that Pesach Midbar is Deicha Shabbos, and you don't have to come to the Gzeirah Shavah of Moado. Right, what did we say before? We said before that Pesach Midbar is Deicha Shabbos. So why don't we just learn from there? The answer is, we said there is a Haras Shah. But there is only a Haras Shah if you say that you can really get around it. There is only a Haras Shah if you can get around it, if you can avoid it. All you have to do is be mafki your karka. So why is it Deicha Shabbos? It's a Haras Shah, it's a temporary measure. But if we say that no, you're not allowed to do a maisa to be mafki yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah, so there's no way around bringing the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, making yourself pater. And therefore you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. It's not a Haras Shah. It's min adin. Pesach Midbar was min adin. So if we say that it's mutter to pater yourself from a mitzvah seseh, and that would mean that somebody doesn't have karkas chayav in Karban Pesach, If so, Pesach Midbar was Mitzad Adin, and you don't have to come to the Gzeira Shav of Moada. Because if you say that it's mutter to cause yourself a patur from a mitzvah saseh, then just be mafki your karka. So how on earth is Karban Pesach Doicha Shabbos? The answer is that you're not, that it doesn't matter whether you have karka. Therefore, being mafki your karka won't help. You're going to be chayiv no matter what. And if you're chayiv no matter what, even if you don't have karka, so when they were in the midbar and they didn't have karka, they were chayiv Pesach min adin. But if we say that it's aser to cause yourself a patur from a mitzvah saseh, that would mean that somebody who doesn't have karka is pater mi Pesach, right? Because we also have an opinion that somebody who doesn't have karka is pater mi Karban Pesach, like Tosfos says. So if somebody who doesn't have karka is pater mi Karban Pesach, then just be mafki your karka. So it must be that it's aser to be mafki your karka. But still, this opinion will hold. And if you don't have karka, you're pater from Karban Pesach. It's usher to be mafkir. But if you don't have karka, you're pater mi Karban Pesach. So what would that tell us about the Pesach that was done in the Midbar? That would mean that the Pesach that was done in the Midbar was a horas shah pi adibur. Since Mitzad Adin they were pater because they didn't own karka in Eretz Yisrael. And according to this, we have no other raya that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos other than the Gzeira Shava of Moado, as we explain. How do you know Pesach is Deicha Shabbos? So there are two ways. Either from the fact that they brought it in the Midbar, and that year was Shabbos, and that's according to the opinion that if you don't have karka, you're still chayv in Karban Pesach. But according to the opinion that if you don't have karka, you're patur mikarban Pesach, you can't learn from the Midbar, where are you going to learn from? You're going to learn from Moado. That's going to be your source. And again, that question of where you're learning from is dependent on the question of are you allowed to do a maisa to pater yourself from a mitzvah? If you're allowed to do a maisa to pater yourself from a mitzvah, so then Karban Pesach shouldn't shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. So how then is it Deicha Shabbos? You could be mafki or karka. It must mean it doesn't matter whether or not you have karka. You're chayiv no matter what. And if you're chayiv no matter what, they're chayiv in the door of Midbar. And Pesach was Deicha Shabbos, even though they didn't have karka. If you hold that it's usher to do a maisa to be mafki yourself from a mitzvah saseh, then we understand why Pesach isn't Deicha Shabbos, because you can't just be mafki or karka. But in theory, if you would be mafki or karka, you'd be pater, and that means in Pesach Midbar they were pater from Karban Pesach, so why are they chayev? They're chayev mitzvah, they were chayev mitzvah haras shah, and normally we know that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos from Moada. Ulefizeh Manich bedu divrei Agimara. How gevaldik is the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Dortai, who held that Chagigas Deicha Shabbos, he went to the Darom. In other words, he went lefi shitas chachmei Darom, as we said in the previous shir, because the reason of Rabbi Yehuda ben Dortai was because he made an equation between Chagiga and Pesach. And just like Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, Chagiga is also Deicha Shabbos. Well, Chora, we have a question. Pesach itself, we only know it's Deicha Shabbos from the Gzeira Shav of Moado. So how could it go back and teach us about Chagiga? However, Rehida Ben Dortai was Tofes Shitas Chachmei Darom. He learned like the Chachmei Darom, who hold that you're allowed to cause yourself a ptur from a chiyuv mitzvah. Where do you see that the Chachmei Darim hold that you're allowed to cause yourself to be pater from a chiyuv mitzvah? We see this in Chulin and of Kuf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, in the previous shir, that you're allowed to take a partnership with a kohen to pater yourself from having to give matnas kahuna. So the Chachmei Darim hold you're allowed to pater yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah esei. And if so, if you're allowed to pater yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah esei, according to our logic, according to our line of thinking, somebody who doesn't have karka is also going to be chayiv in Pesach. Because otherwise, how's Pesach docha Shabbos just be mafki your karka? The answer is it must be you can't make your land ownerless, because if you make your land ownerless, it must be that it's not going to help to make your land ownerless. If you hold that it's mutter to be mafkia yourself from it, so pasha, just be mafkia your karka. Then you'll be patur, how's Pesach Torah Shabbos? So it must be, it doesn't matter according to the Chachmei Darim whether or not you have karka. And if it doesn't matter whether or not you have karka, then Pesach Midbar was mitzad adin. And if Pesach Midbar was mitzad adin, we can learn from Pesach Midbar that it's Torah Shabbos. And according to this, we have a proof. If Pesach is Darcha Shabbos, we learn from Pesach Midbar, we don't need to come on to Moado. And if we don't need to come on to Moado, then it could also teach us Pesach Midbar, can also teach us about Chagiga. Because it's not learned from Gzera Shava. If you have to come on to Moado, then it's learned from Gzera Shava, it's not Chozer Malamed Behekesh. But if you learn from the Midbar, then it's that Pesach is Darcha Shabbos, as the Chachmei Darim would. Then it can teach us about the Chagiga. Because again, the Chachmei Darim hold, you're allowed to absolve yourself, you're allowed to pat yourself from a Chiyuv Mitzvah Saseh. If you're allowed to pat yourself from a Chiyuv Mitzvah Saseh, how does Pesach Teich HaShabbos just be mafki your karka? The answer is, the Chachmei Darim hold, it doesn't matter whether or not you have karka. Because you're chayiv no matter what. It doesn't matter whether or not you have karka, it must be there were chayiv in the Dor HaMidbar. There were chayiv in the Dor HaMidbar. If that's the source that Pesach is Teich HaShabbos, because that year was Shabbos, so now it's Gevaldik. So now it's Gevaldik that you can learn from Chagiga to Pesach. Pesach can teach you about Chagiga. That just like Pesach is Dorcha Shabbos that you learn from the Dor HaMidbar, so too Chagiga is Dorcha Shabbos. But if you don't learn like that, if you learn that it's Asid Mapki yourself from Mitzvah Say, then we understand how Pesach is Dorcha Shabbos because you don't have the option of being Mafki or Karka. If you'd mafki your karka, you'd be pater, but you don't have that option because it's aser. But according to that opinion, if you don't have karka, you are pater from Pesach. So Pesach Midbar was not min adin, it was harasha. So you can't learn from Pesach Midbar, you're going to learn from Moad, you're going to learn from Gzeira Shava. So that's learned from Gzeira Shava doesn't go back and teach Behekesh, so therefore you can't learn Chagiga from Pesach. But according to the Chachmei Darim, that's learned from the Pesach Midbar, because you can pater yourself from a chiyuv mitzvah asay. So if so, how is Pesach Teich HaShabbos? You can just pater yourself being mafki your karka. It must be that it doesn't matter if you're mafki your karka, you're chayiv no matter what in Karban Pesach. And that means that if you're chayiv no matter what, even without karka, the Dor HaMidbar is min hadin. If the Dor HaMidbar is min hadin, you can then derive from the Dor HaMidbar that if you don't have that the Pesach is Darcha Shabbos. If you don't have karka, you're still chayiv in Karban Pesach. And you learn from there that Pesach is Darcha Shabbos. And if Pesach is Darcha Shabbos, then you can go ahead back and learn that Chagiga is also Darcha Shabbos, because it's not learned originally from Gzeira Shava. So now you can teach with a Hekesh to Chagiga. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Durtai, he went to the Chachmei Darim, because they held like him that Chagiga is Darcha Shabbos. And that is what we call in the projects Geonishkeit. So in the coming shtickel, Rav Levin brings two very strong rayas that even somebody who doesn't have karka is chayiv in Karban Pesach. And then with that, he just illuminates us even more to the deeper meaning of the Gemara. And Amirtzah Hashem Yisbarach, we will hopefully see that in the next shir. This was all one Shabbos HaGadol to Rashi. It could be he was speaking for 4 hours, I don't know. It's a very, very lengthy and just awe-inspiring Jerusha. So, Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu, that we're able to learn this together. I thank you so much for listening, and I ask that you stay tuned for more, for the continuation of this beautiful, beautiful Mahalach, and we should be Zoche to see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend. Thank you.